I'm Bob Cabana, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to NASA's John F. Kennedy Space Center. From launching the first Americans into space, to launching humans to the moon, we've launched and carried the dreams of a nation. None of it would have been possible without the tremendous team that made it happen here on the Space Coast. That has made possible the launch of every American vehicle that carried a crew into space since that first flight 50 years ago. During this tour, you'll get a unique, behind-the-scenes look at how America wrote many significant chapters in human and robotic space history. Most recently, the Space Shuttle program that launched 135 missions culminated in the assembly of the International Space Station in low Earth orbit. The station is truly an engineering marvel and a testament to what we can accomplish when we all work together. I think one of the most enduring legacies will be the international cooperation that we've achieved in building and operating it. It's provided us the framework for how we will move forward as we explore beyond our home planet. Not as explorers from any one country, but as explorers from planet Earth. You're visiting the center at a very exciting time. Since the end of the Space Shuttle program, we've been working on groundbreaking missions that are paving the way to the future. We're focused on launching scientific and research satellites, restoring U.S. capability to launch humans into space from American soil, forging commercial partnerships, modernizing our infrastructure and facilities to support the growing variety of government and commercial activities and missions, and working toward long-term human exploration missions on our journey to Mars. For the first time since the end of the Apollo program, which took us to the moon, NASA is taking steps to send astronauts into deep space with the new Orion exploration vehicle. We have the first spacecraft in history able to transport crews to destinations further than we've ever gone before, including Mars. As capable as Apollo was, the longest round-trip mission to the moon was only 12 days. Orion can sustain a crew of 4 up to 21 days, and when coupled with a habitability module, will allow us to undertake human missions to Mars, which will require close to a 2-year round trip. The vehicle that will carry Orion is the Space Launch System, or SLS. SLS will be the most powerful rocket in history, but more important, it's designed to be flexible and evolvable in order to meet a wide variety of crew and cargo mission requirements. As I said, you're in for a very special experience today. Enjoy yourself as you get a unique look at NASA and Kennedy Space Center's past historic achievements, an exciting peek at our current innovative activities, and an eye-opening view of our amazing future. Again, welcome to the John F. Kennedy Space Center.
Assembly Building, or VAB. It was built for the Apollo program in the 1960s and stands 525 feet or 160 meters high. The American flag you see on the front is 21 stories tall. The VAB is where everything comes together before a launch. The Apollo and Space Shuttle vehicles were assembled for flight in the VAB. This cavernous facility contains 4 huge bays where the spacecraft were assembled using massive overhead bridge cranes for highly complex maneuvers. Today, the VAB is being updated to assemble our next human-rated launch vehicle, the Space Launch System, or SLS. The SLS is the most powerful rocket in history and has an evolvable design that ranges from 321 to 384 feet tall, depending on mission requirements. This rocket will someday help NASA to reach its goal of human exploration of Mars. The large tower next to the VAB is the mobile launcher being built for SLS. When completed, It will carry the massive launch vehicle on top of the crawler transporter to pad 39B. You will learn more about the launch of SLS when we get to the launch pad. Adjacent to the VAB is the Launch Control Center, the distinctively shaped four-story building which houses the launch team. This is where the ground controllers, engineers, and launch director monitor the spacecraft and manage all the activities leading up to launch.
If you look on the left-hand side of the VAB here, those large gray doors that you see are called high bays. That's where we stack and build our rockets. There are two more over on the eastern side of the building. High bays 1 and 3 are over there. Number 3 is where we will build the SLS rockets. NASA wants to lease out one or more of these other high bays to the commercial space industry and allow them to build their spacecraft here. The building was initially designed to assemble 4 Saturn V rockets simultaneously. There are 70 different cranes and lifting devices in there, so this concept is easily accomplished. If you look just to the left of the building, you see the 355-foot mobile launcher we're building for that rocket. Once it's completed, one of our crawlers will pick it up, carry it into the VAB, we'll begin to assemble that rocket on board. Should occur sometime within the next year. The part you see sticking up in the air, that's called an umbilical tower, necessary to help support and stabilize a very tall rocket like SLS. Saturn V mobile launch platforms had umbilical towers on them, very similar to this. The shuttles were much shorter and didn't require them. We'll be driving by some of these platforms during the tour. You'll get a great look at them for yourselves.